Blog Talk Radio.
Brethren, I pray you sing to the Lord a new song. Sing praise in the assembly of the righteous. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praise of God be on the mouths of the saints and a two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the demonic nations and punishments on those peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them this written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing to him a new song. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Never forget the year 2020, the year you showed yourself to me. You made yourself known in the physical realm.
2020, we so close to the end. Not family, but destruction coming closer than kin. Fear ends where your faith should begin. Just believe, put your faith within him. Right now, you and him should be friends. And if you not, what you doing, my friend? Take a second right now to repent. I wait. He gave me the flow, not for show, so I gotta speak. What I look like hiding, what he manifests inside of me. Out the mud he took me, shaped me with his hand, pottery. Then hiding the fact that I'm chosen, Ruach inside of me. This is not the time not to know we live in prophecy. Now is not the time to hide your sin, this isn't prophecy. Book of Revelations, manifesting, got a lot to see. Take a new approach, try angles, isosceles, not the shape. I'm saying try different angles, devil trying to taint you. Meanwhile, he not stronger than your angels, but he call himself going against the eye, but this is painful. His perception ain't you. Don't receive the picture that he paint you. Realize and believe in the Most High because he made you. This is not a fable. Overcome that lust because you're able. Make the stallion what? Tell them horses get back in the stable. What you think this is? We on top this season just like Basil. Hold on. 2020, we so close to the end. Not family, but destruction coming closer than kin. Fear ends where your faith should begin. Just believe, put your faith within him. Right now, you and him should be friends. And if you not, what you doing, my friend? Take a second right now to repent. I wait. We in a time where public perception means more than a friendship with the Most High. What are you scared of? Are you really scared of the creation of the Most High? Whatever is trying to scare you, he already created. So what are you scared of? Repent. Turn away from your sin. Now is the time to do so. I'm on.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Micah Israel. And another episode, once again, it's on, y'all. Shalom, shalom. We welcome all people to the show, all nationalities, all beliefs, a diverse people around the globe, man. We welcome it all, man. In hopes of meeting in the middle of the road, you know. What kind of show is that, though, man? What am I doing here, man? I'm reaching out to all these different folks, man, from all over to come to the show. And what is that all about? Well, I myself is a Messianic Israelite. It means I believe in keeping the law, but yet also the blood of the Lamb, you know. Because I got sin on me, y'all. I'm not perfect at all, and I need that blood, right? I need the Messiah, man. So, I mean, that's where I stand. That's where I believe. And I'm welcome to all Islam, my Kemet brothers, my Pan-African brothers, you know. And it's Christianity, of course, you know, non-Messianic. Our brothers is Old Testament only. We welcome them here. And anything else spiritual that's out there that y'all into, call in, man. Check in. Let's see if we can just sit down and give us your spiel. Talk with us. Why? Well, because I'm honestly in the belief that something heavy is coming down the pipeline. Something's coming, y'all. And we're going to unite or die. That's what I believe. That's what this is all about, right? See here. We got Sister Thel, I believe, is checked on in. And we got a new caller, a guest, a surprise guest. I'm going to let him introduce himself and everything. And that's always a good treat, right, to have a guest on the show, man, to get it popped off. This is a brand new show. It's still on the ground, man. But I've been looking in my, like, who's all listening to the show. And I can see that we're hitting the UK, that we're hitting Japan and Asian world out there. The 95% is the USA. But, man, this show literally is the internet show, everywhere the internet goes, right? So this amplifies your voice, man. And that's what it's all about, man, just getting out there and reaching around the globe. I got hopes of having my Ghana brothers on here, some Nigerian brothers, you know, and folks just scattered anywhere and everywhere, man, you know. And as my last show that I did, the guest we had, Brother Malachi, you see that he's a Messianic Israelite, just as me. But you can see the difference there in a couple things, you know. Minor, I would say it's minor. I don't think it's that big of a difference. But, you know, well, we're all not on the same exact page, you know. We're not identical, you know what I mean? It just depends on the interpretations and stuff like that, man. And that's what it's all about. He's willing to come on the show and we can talk about it. And it's the middle of the road, man. The middle of the road is a little bit of everybody, man. All the diaspora of the slave trade just coming up right here, man, and talking about where they done been, who they are, you know, and what they into. And develop some type of common ground. It's a unite or die, man. All right. So with that said, let me go put y'all on hold. All right, let's see what's happening here. I see Sister Thales in the house.
Shalom.
Hey, Mama.
Hey. Shalom.
All right, glad to have Shalom. Shalom to you, Mom. You know, it's always good to have you on the show, Ma. And anything you want to say? See, we got a new guest. All right,
I'm
let
excited.
Me put them on. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, my brother. How you doing?
All right. So far, so good. So far, so good. All right.
Yeah.
Give us your name and what state that you're calling out of.
I'm Elder Lester Jackson, calling out of New Orleans, Louisiana.
All right. All right, all right. Hold on. Dude, okay. All right. Now, you said your name was what now?
Elder Lester Jackson.
Lester Jackson. Elder,
yes,
Lester,
sir.
Lester Jackson. All right.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
Praises. All praises. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, brother. So
thanks for the invite.
All right. And we got Sister Thel also on here. That's my mom. And yeah. And Well, I hear a little something in the background there. But, yeah. But anyway, so I'm glad to have everybody on the show. And hope y'all like that introduction that I came in, man. That Nat Turner right there, you know, reading in Psalms.
Yeah, that was good.
Right. And Tabernacles by Brother Hezekiah. I like that jam, man. That was real powerful. It hit the spirit. Elder, me, myself, Micah Israel, I've been aware of the Hebrew Israelite movement, man, going about 8 years now. And it's been a slow 8 years. I can't say I'm just, real deep in the scriptures like that, man. I just kind of been taking things real slow and taking a lot of things in. And, my studying is, just to keep it real, man, I just ain't been reading just like that. But what I did, I developed, you know, just by reading it on my own interpretation, man. I developed my own little understanding of scriptures, man. And I say it like that because when I invite other brothers on and other brothers I didn't talk to, I can see the difference there. You know what I'm saying? So basically, with all that said, I'm saying that I'm here to learn. Just like Sister Dale, that's my mom. She's kind of new in the awakening, you know what I'm saying, experience. And, she's been aware, too, for a little while, but yet, it's that crossing over, you know what I'm saying? And she's kind of new to that whole crossover experience. And, we were trying to think of what questions I got for you. I hear something in the background.
Yeah, that's another. I can hear you. You are being magnified somewhere else. I hear everything that you are saying is doubling.
Oh, okay. There's an echo.
Yes, sir.
Yes, there's an echo.
Okay. All right. Is that on my end?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I don't know if it's on my end.
Okay,
but we got to just tough on through it, I guess, man. Hold on, let me try something. Let me try something, see if I can fix it right quick. All right. All right, let me put you on hold right quick, Elder.
Okay.
All right. Can you hear it now, Sister Dale?
Yeah, I don't hear it. That may be coming from Brother the Elder. He may have something on in the room where he's talking with you, and then he's playing the show on another. On his phone or laptop?
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. All right, Elvis. All right. Okay. That's what's up. Elder, you got a plan on some speakers or something like that? I can hear that echo. It's a laptop or something like that?
Oh, it could be his phone, I guess.
Okay, I took you off a speaker. Is that better?
Yeah. That's a lot better. A lot better. We gotta have it like that, brother. Yeah.
Well, we have a good old show, man.
Oh yeah. So Elder, tell me about yourself, brother. What led you into the truth, man? And are you a Messianic Israelite or are you Old Testament Israelite or the spiritual Israelite?
I'm Messianic. I believe in Old and New Testament.
Okay, gotcha. Right, same as I am. Okay. All right.
You need both to get you through. You need the testimony of Yahuwah plus his son, Yahshua HaMashiach. You need the two to work together.
Right on. Right on. Yes, sir. I definitely can dig that. You got your own congregation?
Yes, I do.
Okay, okay. What's the name of it, brother?
I Am That I Am Assembly.
I Am That I Am. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I Am That I Am Assembly. Okay.
That's great. I really like that. I wrote a poem back in 97 in a poetry contest that I took to Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Representatives from 30 countries participated, and apparently, unfortunately, when I got there, I realized it was only one winner, and I wrote a new poem, and I let the spirit lead me, and the spirit led me to title my poem, I Am, I Am. That poem was in one of the top 10. I just wanted to say that, just the fact, say I am, it brings chills all through my body.
Yes, it does.
Yes, sir.
So, well, I come out of the Christian church. I started pastoring in 1985 in the AME church. But my Ruach was troubled. There was a lot of doctrine that contradicted the word. And as I started studying the word, and as the Ruach led me, it brought me out of Christianity into the light. And I turned my back on Christianity and been following the Messianic belief ever since.
I know. All praises. All praises. Well, brother, there is a scripture that I would love to throw at you, man.
Okay.
Not that, well, it's a controversial scripture, but it's one I've been kind of wanting to ask a little bit of everybody to come on the show. At least every Messianic is like to come on the show. And that is 2 Peter chapter 3. Verse 15.
Okay.
Let me get that. Second Peter, chapter 3. All right, you like for me to read it there, Elder?
Hold on, let me. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15.
15 and 16. All right.
Okay,
an account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also concerning to the wisdom given unto him have written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. All right. And I wanted to throw that one at you, brother, because, well, like I said, it's a little controversial, because in the Christian world, you know, we came up on the Paul's, on the, you know, epistles, and there was nothing that we could see that is damaging, that could hurt you, that could, put you in jeopardy with the Father, you know? So that's the million-dollar question, man. A lot of brothers done took a stab at it, a jab at it, you know, and with their own understanding. But I would like to hear your take on it, brother. What is that? Before I get your take, let me tell you what I kind of get out of it, you know. let me throw mine out there.
Okay.
That Peter was kind of warning, he was talking to Messianic Israelites, you know, warning us that Paul's epistles, especially when they're concerning the law, you know what I'm saying, don't just run to Paul's epistles and rest on it, you know, because there's some things that Paul said that, you know, is controversial itself as far as dealing with the law. And I'm thinking that that's the whole warning for us, that when he starts talking about the law, back up from Paul, you know, and like Paul was an apostle to the Gentiles, you know, or, you know, that's what I kind of, Peter was trying to warn everybody. Like, he's an apostle to the Gentiles, man, so just kind of, you know, take in a little bit what he's saying, but don't rest on him or something. To that nature, you know, that's my take on it, man, you know, but it feels good, man, to have an elder kind of speak on it, you know,
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
go
here
ahead,
we have under consideration, Paul is, Peter is talking about Saul, and he's telling us not to dwell on his scriptures too long, for the unlearned, it would seem difficult to understand. But the only way you can understand Saul's writing, you have to let your Ruach lead you. Let the Ruach speak to you and guide you in the understanding of the word. For if you come at Paul's writing on your own, with your own interpretation, you're going to get everything wrong. But when you come at it with the Ruach and let the Ruach lead you, it'll give you the understanding to what Paul is saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Because you
see,
the unlearned.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Sister Dale was going to say. Go ahead.
Okay.
No, I'm waiting for him.
Okay,
well,
I know you
most of the people, as they read Paul's letter, they are unlearned, and it seems ignorant to them. But you have to read it with the Ruach leading you for understanding and guidance, where you can get the understanding of what he's saying, because what he's saying is always difficult to understand when you look at it in the flesh. But when you deny flesh and let the Ruach come out and speak to you, then you understand.
Okay, gotcha. So, all right. So, with that being said, are you under the understanding that that the Gentiles, that he was preaching to Gentiles with a few scattered Israelites in the church, or got the understanding that they was all Israelites in the church?
No, it was not all Israelites. Saul was sent to the Gentiles, and he was sent to graft the Gentiles in to the true branch. That's why he says that Israel is Israel, but the Gentiles can be grafted in and be amongst us and be part of us.
Right on. But we don't put the law on them, though, right?
Yes.
Oh, we do?
But now, there's only one law for Israel and for the stranger that sojourns in the gate. There's only one law. It's good for the Gentiles and Israel. There is no two different laws.
Okay, gotcha. The stranger, he can, the dietary law, does that apply to the stranger as well?
If the stranger comes into the house, every law applies to that stranger as well as Israel.
Oh,
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. They can come in, but they got to take on these laws as us. Right?
That's right.
Okay.
And they also have to be circumcised.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. All right, I think we're on the same page now. As a matter of fact,
there cannot be no two laws. There's only one law. It's for Israel and for the stranger that comes in. We're all under the same law. We all face the same judgment.
Okay, gotcha. Now, but if they're not in the house, but they still want to worship our God and have our Savior, would their definition of sin still be the same as ours?
No.
Okay. Gotcha, gotcha. Because I believe it was somewhere in Paul's writings he talked about the flesh, the sins, you know, how we, the sin of the flesh or to that nature. I was interpreting what was being said in Paul, what a lot of Christians do, as not defining the law as sin, but our flesh, our skin is our sin, you know? So when we wake up in the morning, we're already in sin. Or, don't matter, you know, it's our skin,
well,
our flesh.
Well, you got to keep in mind, every one of us was born in sin and shaping in iniquities. And there is nothing we can do to save ourselves because we are nothing but filthy rags. That's why it was necessary for Yahshua HaMashiach to come on the scene to shed his blood where we may have the right to the tree of life. Without the shedding of Yahshua's blood, we would all be lost. But because he died on the stake, we are all saved, can be saved if we adhere to his word, keep his laws, statutes, and commandments, then we have the right to the tree of life.
All praises, right on, right on.
Just like right now, we're getting ready to come up on this Labor Day. Labor Day is a pagan holiday, but we as Israel, we will be keeping the Feast of Atonement.
Atonement
is on the 5th, and the Gentiles they always put their holidays to run current with ours to hide them. That was the exception of the Roman Catholic Church to deceive the people to say that our ways has been done away with. But in the book of Barak, it tells you, in the land of our captivity, we shall remember and keep the laws, statutes, and commandments that we did not keep in our own land.
Right. For anybody that didn't know that Baruch that he just quoted from, he's described to, I believe, the prophet Jeremiah.
That's correct.
Am I correct? Yeah. All right.
Yes,
and he also wrote a book, and you can find these books in the Apocrypha.
That is correct.
All right.
And the Apocrypha
was
taken out of your Holy Bible because it answered too many questions and it did not fit the analogy that the Roman Catholic Church was pushing. So they had to remove them scriptures where they can amalgamate our mind to their belief.
Yeah.
Okay. Sister Dale, any questions so far?
Yes, I do have questions. Thank you. I wanted to ask Elder Jackson, by myself coming out of a Christian church and that type of thing, being a Christian all my life, actually, you know, and you know how Paul's writings is very was very important. And I also wanted to say that what was missing? What do you think is missing in the Christian church? The Christian church, because they're not putting any emphasis on, you know, the holy days. They're not telling us about the holy days.
Well, you have to understand, the Christian church is just an offspring of the Roman Catholic Church. They don't want you to know your heritage. They try to keep that hidden from you. But when you come into the awakening, and the only way you can come into the awakening, you have to be drawn by Yahshua HaMashiach himself. Once he draws you into the awakening and awake you, you will see things different. The same scriptures that you read when you was in the church, you will read them, but you will see them with a different eye and a different understanding, because the Ruach has now been woken up in you, and it is bringing all things to your understanding.
Right. And for someone like me, you're saying the spirit. Is that correct?
Yes, you would say the spirit, but it is called the Ruach HaKadosh. And wakes you up and gives you the understanding of Yah's word.
Yes, sir. Now, the other question was one thing
that we have to understand, once you come into the awakening, most people hold on to those titles, Lord, God, Jesus. Those are just titles. But there is no power there. When you come into the Hebrew awakening and you learn the actual Hebrewic name of our Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach, and his father, Yahuwah, that's where your power comes from. That's where your strength comes from. No one comes to the Father unless the Son draws him. And no one can go to the Son unless the Father draws. You have to have the evidence of the Father and the Son dwelling within you. It takes both to make it in.
And the next question that I would like to ask is this. Where do one such as myself, and there are many others, when they're searching for this information, where do they need to go? See, that's the problem. Is like Micah Israel is trying to have this blog for people who are seeking, who just might hear and want to know more. In fact, that's the reason why I want to know more. When you was talking, and you said Ruach. I knew you meant the spirit. Laymans like me, who just really don't know anything, who's gonna tell us? Who's out there to
tell us? The only way you can be told is that you would have to find someone to share information with you.
With you, yes.
Right. When I came into the truth and I left Christianity, I was walking alone, and the Spirit of Ruach led and guided me into all truth. And along the way, I picked up other believers. And together we searched the scriptures out, as the Marines did, search it out daily to understand what we are supposed to be doing.
Yes, I can see. And I can understand that.
That's why I commend the brother with his talk show, because it is very much needed, because we are in the land of our captivity. Our heritage, our language, our customs have all been stolen from us. It's been beat out of us. Slavery took all of that from us. If you look, there is no other nation that have lost their land, their language, their custom. Your Mexicans, they keep their language. Your Spanish, they keep their language. The Indians, they have their language, and they live on reservations, but they have their heritages. The black man is called to be an African American. How can you be an African American? That's two separate continents.
Yeah.
How can you be of two separate continents? When you
right.
search out the scriptures, you will find that you was an Israelite and you flee Jerusalem and went in Africa. And
yeah.
there in Africa, our Moles, the Moles brothers, sold us into slavery. And they removed us from our borders. And here in America, we were stripped of our language. We were stripped of our culture, all of our beliefs. But even now today, the Ruach is waking us up and giving us the desires to seek out our heritage and to learn our language.
Yes, yes. Exactly. That's great. That's what Micah Israel is doing. And if it weren't from my son, I would never have understood. I never would have heard the word Israelite or Hebrew Israelite. I would have never, if he had not come and asked me the question,
I
would have never heard.
Is the church knows all of this, but they keeps it a secret. In the shackles of your mind, they keep you chained and enslaved. That way you do what they want you to do.
Yeah.
If you come awoke to the truth, you're gonna leave that foolishness and follow Yah's word. And then that's going to hurt the church. Because now they don't have your tithes. They don't have your offering. And the whole while they've never taught you anything about your heritage. They never told you how to come to Yahuwah. It's all about what they can get out of you and what you give into the church.
Yes, sir, I agree.
All right, Elder.
Understand, I'm not down in the church because I come from the church.
Yeah.
I was a product of it.
Yes.
But it was a desire within me that made me seek out. And the more I looked at their ways, I knew something was missing. And I had to seek for myself. And the Ruach led me to understand my heritage. And the more I understood it, the more I searched it out and dug to find who I am and where I come from.
Yes, we had brother Malachi. Was it Malachi that was on our show
yes.
a week ago?
Yes,
said something that was very that really set with me, and I'd like to ask you or get you your what truth, what verse, what scripture was just on your heart that you just could not let go when you were separating that caused your section. What truth did you come across to make that for you to make that decision that
I
can't
came across,
ignore this?
Okay. That's a fair question. Let me give it to you.
All right.
I would get up on a Sunday morning and read to the congregation the Decalogues, and in the Decalogue it would tell you, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And I would ask, I said, well, why are we here on Sunday when we are telling the people Sabbath day holy? And the more I would ask that question, they would say, oh, don't worry about that. Just go along with the program. And that bothers me.
Yeah.
And the more I searched that thing out and I started looking at the Sabbath, and I could find nowhere in the Bible where the Sabbath was changed to Sunday. Then when I started looking at history, it was Constantine that changed the Sabbath to Sunday.
Yeah.
So the word was never changed. The word is still in force. What Yahuwah has put in place is still law today. Everywhere you go in these United States, overseas, everybody has laws and customs. The majority of their laws are based on the Ten Commandments, is as a basis of how their laws start. But when you look at that 28 where it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy work be done, but the seventh is the Sabbath unto the Lord Yahuwah. So that bothers me. I couldn't shake that. And the more I searched and the more I understood what I'm supposed to be doing, the more the church would tell me, oh, don't worry about it. Just go along with the program. You're gonna cause too much conflict if you keep bringing that question up. Leave that question alone. Well, I went along with it for a while, but then it just kept coming back to me, kept haunting me. And then I just had to walk away and follow the rock. And I've been walking ever since with him.
Praises to the Most High. Yes, sir.
Yeah, all praise.
Absolutely.
Elder, what's your take on baptism? On baptism?
Now you said my, when you say the take
your understanding on baptism. Well, there's some brothers in the Hebrew Israelite brothers that believe we don't have to have a baptism in water.
Oh no! You must. You got to have a baptism of water. The baptism of water shows the outer appearance where you have accepted Yahuwah and you're walking with him. But you must be baptized in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Go to the book of Acts, and it will explain baptism to you. Now, some brothers tell you that you must be baptized in the name of Jesus, but I don't use that name, Jesus, because it's a pagan name. And when I search the scriptures, I can't find it there. If you go back to the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will not find it. The letter J is only 500, 600 years old.
Yeah.
How can Jesus fit the name over 2,000 years ago when the letter J is only 600 years old?
Exactly.
Right.
Why people can't see that?
Well,
What is it?
I'm going to tell you why they can't see
it.
Scripture tells us that we're under a great delusion.
Yes, illusion, that's
and
right.
And under that delusion, we can't see. But when the Ruach is woken up in a person, that delusion is shaken off and you comes into the truth. But you got to be drawn by Yahshua to get from under that delusion. Now, don't get me wrong. Like I say, I come out of the church, but I'm not under that delusion anymore, so that's why I could walk away and follow Yeshua.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I see a lot of brothers that are in the truth, but they're still holding on to the church. If you're in the truth and you have truly been awoken, you will let go of all of the paganness. Lord and God and Jesus, those are pagan titles.
Yeah.
That's why we are to search out and learn his name. Even in your Bible, it says in the book of Psalms 68, verse 4, it says, call upon my name, Yah. And some of them say, call upon my name, Jah. They have a J there instead of the Y. But
yeah,
when you get you a Messianic Bible with the restored names in it, you will then see for yourself the pure names. Or if you get a copy of the Besor, you will also see the pure names. And
okay,
then you will start moving from there. Or you can get the Besor, you can do the Scripture Bible. There's a few more of them out there that's pretty good. And the Hallelujah Scriptures, it gives you the pure name. And
that'd
once
be great
you
to
get
have a
these,
list of that.
You know, once you get these names in you, even the Sefer Bible, it gives you the restored names. And then you will start seeing that every name within the Holy Scriptures had Yah in it. And it says, you will know my children, for they have my Father's name in them. Yah is my Father's name. You have Yah within their names.
Mm-hmm.
You have Obadiah, Malachiah. I mean, that's how you tell, by getting
yeah.
back to the pure names.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be drawn to go there, because a lot of people go there and they'll start picking it up and looking at it, but then they'll put it down and run right back to the Christian church.
Yeah.
And that's when you're not really awoke. And the word says in Revelation, I know you not, because you was neither hot nor cold. You was lukewarm. I'll spew you out of my mouth.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be lukewarm. You can't be on the fence. You got to make up your mind and say, okay, I'm following this thing all the way. What do I need to do to find the truth? Truth is hidden from us. But if you search it out, I don't care how hard it's pressed down to the earth, it will rise if you search it out.
Yeah. Well, Elder Jackson, I'm 67 years old, and I can just go back because as when we were in the church and everything, and you thought you was told or you believed you was in the spirit. And I even at one time studied to be a missionary in Pentecostal church. Mm-hmm. I used to drive home from work, and there was a billboard with, you know, it had the little block type sign on it, and it was just, I couldn't actually see what it was. It was a white board and had a little black blocks type symbols on it, and I passed that each and every day, and I was like, what is that? You know, and I would just look at it as I drive by so many times. And then I was always curious, and this, I was very young. In fact, I don't think I was no more than 25, but I kept passing through that, and I was wondering what it was. And then one particular day, this is and I don't think I've even shared this with Micah Israel, but I did tell him one story, but I didn't go beyond that point that I wanted to give to him that I'm going to share at this moment. We feel like we're so close, and we want that personal relationship that we think we're strong. And this is as you are in the Christian church. You believe that, and you know that you feel in it in you. And I was passing by this sign, and I kept wondering what it, and it just didn't leave me. But every day I looked at it, and until one day I looked at that, and you know how they show the word, actually the word spelled Jesus, it was in the background. It was like a 3D mm-hmm. image of Jesus. Okay, it was back there in the background. But what I'm saying to you now is this. I seen it, and I seen it Jesus clear without any restraint. And I'm thinking, why did I not see that earlier? Okay, so the same area that I was to my knowledge, but it was the same area after I was really thankful and I was just giving all thanks because it, to me that was signaled that, okay, you're on the right path. And so one day I was coming out and I was driving this Dodge Charger. And it was like a hill, a long hill coming from where I was working, long hill. And as I was speeding up, and you know your motor vehicle speeds up when you go down here. Well, as I was driving, my right back rear wheel, it actually came off my vehicle and it ran down the side of the hill into the valley area, basically where that sign billboard was over there. But when it ran down the side, and I seen my wheel coming past me, immediately I balanced my vehicle. I balanced my vehicle another 500 yards or seems, took it to the edge, the grassy edge, and laid it down neat. There was no rear end damage, and laid my rear end off. I mean, I had motorists stop and say they saw that and could not believe it. And then when they seen me step out of the vehicle with pumps and a midi skirt type, because I worked in an office, they couldn't believe that I handled the vehicle like that. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm saying now is that from that experience, you know, regarding the sign, if I couldn't see that, what else do I not see? That has been my problem throughout my life. It's saying that I was so motivated. I was so in the word. I was so thinking positive and full that even I did not see that. And I'm wondering throughout my life, and from that point on, I questioned everything. But then it was incidents like this that kept me wondering, what am I missing? What happened here? Kept saying that it's not leaving me alone, the spirit. It's not leaving me alone. Now, I had no idea what Israelites was all about. I was clueless. But I am saying today that I can see better. Mm-hmm. And I'm eager to learn more. And that's why this show and what my son is doing, he enlightened me. You know, I've always been one to say it doesn't matter if they're young, if they come in with me and give me some information that I can use for my own benefit, that, you know, these young people, they know a lot. And so
remember, the scripture tells you that even a child can lead you.
Yes, right.
Yes, you just have to be open to the word, and the word will lead you and guide you.
And I don't think he just let me rest all through these years. He didn't let me just rest. I was always looking and seeking, always wanting to learn more. I prayed for more knowledge and wisdom. he brought it to me by way of my son. But I
praise the Most High.
That little.
Yeah,
oh,
all
praises,
man. Yes, it is.
Now, what area are you in?
Oh, okay,
no,
we're in. Te- Okay, go ahead, Sister. Yeah.
No, no, no. I'll let you. So, you know, I talk too much.
We're in Texas, brother. Right here in East Texas, Tyler, Texas.
Okay, Tyler, Texas. Okay, I've seen you a couple times.
Yeah, right there down the street, Shreveport.
right.
Yeah.
Right. I know exactly where you are. Because when I'm in Shreveport, I come through that way when I'm going up to Dallas.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And, I'm just on this little mission, man. This, you know, when you first kind of get woke up, man, and that little fire you got in you, you know. I think that's what my mom's experiencing right now, you know. And, well, that fire really never goes out. However, you know, it gets, you know,
well,
life
now,
can make
brother,
it a little better.
I have to disagree with you on that. The fire
go ahead.
Is lit. The fire is lit. But if you don't keep it kindled, it'll go out. What I mean by that is the more you search and the more you study, the more the fire will burn within you. But if you don't put anything in you, the fire will go out and cease to exist. That's why when he awakens you, there is an urge to learn more. And the more you learn, the more you want to know. The more you seek knowledge, the more knowledge will come to you. Never stop seeking. Always fuel that fire to keep it burning. That's why he told them to keep your lamp trimmed, because you know not when the bridegroom will come.
Yeah.
You got to keep your oil filled within your lamp, because when he come, you want to hear him say, come on in. Because he's going to shut the door to those that lamps are not full. You've got to keep your oil trimmed.
Yeah.
Oh, praise. Right on. But with that said, Elder, Sister Thel, let's take a little break right quick. Play a little jam, and we'll meet up on the other side of the break, all right?
That's fine.
What do y'all think about that?
Okay.
That's cool?
Okay.
All right. Let me speakerphone. All right. Go to my little toolbox here. And let me put y'all on hold. All right. And I'm going to play a good song, man, to fit the mood right here. Right, let's play this one here. Let's play Remedy.
Zion. Hey, yo, Ren, turn that up.
Only a few of us gonna make it out. Zion.
Only your remnant. When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only your remnant. People gon' learn. If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We Jacob, the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people return. Only a remnant. We at the end and we feeling it. We the sand of the sea, but a remnant. Serve return to the word when they hearing it. We the sons of Israel. All the word will never fail. Baptizing in Jacob's well. Holy Spirit ain't playing for real. Well, you get protected, he's sending them plagues. I'm trying to make sure that he's seeing rain. All in my life, all in my head, all in my walk, all in my legs. You don't got that blood, you walking dead. Walk as he walk, we should live what he say. Only a remedy gonna be spared. Only a remedy gonna be spared. Abba gon' get us out of these countries. Abba son, let me see who really want me. Forsaking our houses, forsaking our money. We got that signal from heaven, he coming. Drinking his cup, nobody running. Flesh getting weak, but the spirit is gunning. We see the prophecy, we know he coming. We see the prophecy, we know he coming. But it's only a remedy. 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 When is my people gonna learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people to return. Only a remedy. 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 When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people to return.
That's how my heart yearns for you. And the sun he died for you. Yes, it's true, yes, it's true. You didn't have no clue. That's because nobody told you. They couldn't afford to. Cause you monkey like you Goku. It ain't like nobody owed you. We broke the law and they sold you. We did this all to ourselves, Jacob. Now it's the time that you know the truth. You don't know you so, so special. You don't even see what's next, though. So we cry, cry, cry. Only remnants gonna make it out of here alive. Please repent, my people, cause we at the end of time.
Only a remnant. 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 When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people to return. Only a remnant. 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 When is my people gon' learn? If you don't come back, you gon' burn. We take the scriptures confirm. It's time for my people to return. It's time for my people to return.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. I'm your host, Micah Israel. This is Waking Up Israel Radio Show. All right. We got Elder Lester Jackson from I Am That I Am Congregation in New Orleans. And we got Sister Thale. And we're all ears, y'all. All that's listening, I hope y'all right there with me, man. We are just glued to our phones and whatnot. And we are listening to the Elder. Hey, letting it go, letting us have it, you know. You know, hearing what he got to say, that's what it's all about, y'all. This show is also to edify and to understand on what we're into. Hebrew Israelites, man, you know. But I also welcome, send out an invitation to our Islamic brothers, to our Christians, to our Pan-African brothers. We want to meet in the middle of the road, too. You know, we want to hear your take. You have a voice on this show, you know. Feel free to call that number. The number is 563-999-3490. That is 563-999-3490. All right. Another reason why I had the show at 10 o'clock at night was that our brothers and sisters that see, it's early in the morning for them. So they like to tune in and catch American shows, you know what I'm saying, around this time. So it's just a universal type of time where a bunch of people are up at the same time, you know. So on our end, we're going to go to bed, but they're just getting up, you know. So with that said, y'all call on in, man. We want to hear you got a voice on the show. All right, so let me go back to the studio. All right, hope y'all can hear me. All right, let's go back to the studio and welcome back. Yes. All right, everybody should be.
Yes.
Yes, alone.
All right, all praises, all praises. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm a truck driver by trade, everybody, so I'm kind of multitasking right now. Sister Dale, if you could, you know, assist me, please, man.
Yes, I'll be happy to. I'll be happy to, because I want to learn more from Elder Jackson. And what I would like, and Elder Jackson, the questions that I may have is what I feel that others that might would like to ask and just don't know how to go about, you know, doing it. Although even I don't even actually know exactly what to say or even the right questions to ask, but I'm going to not let that stop me, because I truly want to know more.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question would be, where to begin? What do you say to a person who basically are blinded? They're just ignorant. They just never heard of anything such. They didn't even know about the holy days or those things, because it wasn't taught. And so now they got, and they didn't know that it was something that we need to, you know, that we should have been paying attention and following, and we just don't know. But where to begin, sir? Where do we begin? We find out that we are Israelites. At that point, do we start? Do we just need to first find out who we are?
Well, then learn of
the laws? Mm-hmm. Where do the journey begin?
The journey begins with the first step. You take the first step in trying to find out who you are. And when you find out who you are, you start searching out what are you supposed to be doing. And the more you search and understand the laws and the customs and the commandments, the more he will give you the understanding to seek out more knowledge. But you have to start somewhere. You got to make the step, because you're not going to find it in the church. They're not going to tell you about it.
Yes.
You have to take the effort and say, okay, there's something different here. He's pulling at me. I need to see, what is he telling me? And you have to search it out and start seeking.
Yeah. So that's
the first
step.
You have to make that step. That's the first step. Once you do that.
That's a profound step.
Yeah. Once you start that first step, the more you seek knowledge, the more knowledge is going to come to you. You got to start on your own seeking it out.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I believe.
When I came into the truth, and here in New Orleans, there is Baptist, there's Methodist, there's Catholic, Church in God in Christ, but I could not find anyone of the Hebraic belief. And the more I searched, I found brothers in Shreveport, brothers in Florida, and we just started talking. And they helped me grow.
Yeah.
And the more you seek, and the more you will find, but you first have to go and start seeking.
Yeah. Micah Israel.
Right on. Yeah, right on. I'm listening. I'm driving on these highways and byways, y'all.
And that's what this blog is all about. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. I want to throw some things at you, Elder, that I spoke with a couple other guests on the show. Well, it can be controversial, but I think we all on the same page. But the Sabbath, there's brothers and sisters that go by the moon and things, you know, I think, you know, sometimes the moon can cycle in 8 days, you know, before it's a full moon again. That eighth day or that day that you don't count, they got a name for it. I can't think of it. But what do you think about that, going by the moon for the Sabbath versus Saturday, you know, of being the Sabbath?
Well, what the scripture tells you, that's what I go
6 days
by.
6 days, how you should be. Yeah.
I go by what the scripture says. I don't get into an argument with folks. If you want to follow the moon, hey, that's you. That's where he put you at. That's good. But for me, I go by what the word says. 6 days, thy work shall be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath, and thou shalt keep it holy.
Okay.
It's point blank. That's point blank to me. Once you, if you go by the scripture, and it's just really like you said, you know, some people read it one way and someone take it a different direction. It's just really confusing. And how can people actually meet in the middle of the road? They're not going to do that. Is that was prophesied that they're not going to come to this agreement? Will they not see and come together? Will they ever?
The prophecy is the day of the Lord. Is that what you're about to say, Elder? Yeah, we'll get there.
You see, what I've learned to do is this. I stick to what the word say. If you can't prove it to me by the word, I don't deal with it. And if I'm wrong, when Yeshua come, he will straighten all of that out. That's why I'm seeking to learn my customs again and keep all of the statutes, laws, and commandments here in the land of my captivity. And he is guiding me to do that. But I know some things I won't get right. But when he comes, when he cracked the sky, he will set all rights wrong and bring everything to our knowledge, and everything that is wrong, he'll straighten it out. That's why he said, let the wheat and the tare grow together. Don't you try to separate it. But when I come, I'll separate it.
Already. Okay. I got another one for you, Elder. All right. All right. The new covenant. Are we living in the new covenant right now? Or is the new covenant the day of the Lord?
My brother. Let me try to answer that to the best of my abilities.
Gotcha.
When you say the new covenant,
yeah,
I need to ask you, are you talking about the new covenant that he will write upon your heart? Is that the covenant you're talking about? Okay,
yeah.
If you're talking about that covenant,
yeah.
Once you come into the truth and you accept him and he writes that new covenant on your heart, you'll live in that new covenant right then.
Mm.
And it's preparing you for the world to come. And that's why it's so important that we learn our feast days, because these things they're doing in heaven, these things we will do in the New Jerusalem. We will keep all of the feasts in the New Jerusalem. You're not going to keep Easter. You're not going to keep Christmas. You're not going to be thinking about Halloween. You're not going to be thinking about Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day, Old Saints Day. All that stuff's going to be done away with. Thanksgiving. All that's going to be done away with. The only thing that you're going to be worrying about is the feast. You're going to be praising him from the morning to the evening. But that's what we was created for, to give praises unto Yahuwah. But in Revelation, it says, he will give you a new song that no man can sing, not even the angels, only you. I've been washed. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to wrap up the show here shortly, probably next 30 minutes. Before you go, though, Elder, can you hit on the different Hebrew languages? Because there's a lot of different names that's out there. Just your opinion on it, you know. There's a Yahawasha. It's the Hebrew language period. Because I know Abba means father, I believe, right?
Yes, Abba is father. Now, let me say this to you, my brother. The name, there is a controversy on what the name is. Some calls him Yahuwah. Some say Yavondi. Some say Yahweh. Some just call it Yah. As long as you have Yah in it, you're going to be all right. And everything else that's not right, when he come, he will set it and straighten it out.
Okay.
We get hung up on trying to convince people of a name or convince people that our way is right. But that's not what's important. What's important is you finding Yahshua HaMashiach for yourself, holding to his ways, and walking in his truth. When you walk in his truth around, you don't have to tell them you're a Hebrew Israelite. They'll know by your action. They'll know by the fruit that you're bearing that there's something different about you. And they'll want to be a part of it. For in the 147th song, verses 19 and 20, it tells you that Jacob I knew, Israel I've loved. And you only have I known of all other nations I did not deal with, but you I chose and written you down as my firstborn. And we must get back to our father's business and put all the foolishness aside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen to that. Sister Thale, got something to add?
Yes, I was going to ask him if he has does he have literature or anything like that, or if he have a telephone number if anyone wanted to ask questions and that type of thing.
Good question.
You can always call me at 504-284-8043. Day or night.
Okay,
504-284-8043. Yes, ma'am, that's it.
Okay.
Is there like a YouTube or Facebook page or anything like that?
No, I haven't set up a Facebook page. I have my own personal Facebook page. It's under Reverend Lester T. Jackson, and I post this every day. Different Hebrew scriptures, different literature, I post there. Then I have a lot of folks that I inbox different stuff to every day.
All right.
We do
well, that is...
Sabbath. We have Sabbath class every Sabbath at 5 o'clock.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. So we'll just call that number to get back with you on
right.
the place and everything like that.
There you go.
Great.
All right. Well, thank you, brother, for coming on the show, man. And, man, I know that really edified the listeners out there, man. And
thank you for the invite. And I'm always here to help you in any way I can. Just give me a call and whatever we can do to help you usher in the kingdom, we're all for it. We're here to help one another.
Right on. What is your best day that's good for you in coming on our show?
Any day except Sabbath.
What about like a Sunday?